Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早晨好。
Thank you for those testimonies.
感谢这些弟兄姊妹做的见证。
It's completely understandable if you were nervous up here.
完全理解，如果你在这里讲话会比较紧张。
I'll tell you a secret that's not really a secret. I get nervous up here too.
可以告诉大家一个秘密，但已经不是秘密了。我站在这也会感到很紧张。
Before we look into God's word, let us look to Him in prayer.
在我们来审查那个神的话语之前，我们一起来祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the work that you've been doing.
我们的天父，感谢你对我们所做的一切的工作。
Thank you, Lord, that you have been growing and extending your kingdom.
感谢神，你已经把你的国度不断的扩展。
That you have been bringing people out of darkness and into your light.
你把很多人从黑暗中解救出来，进入你的光明之中。
Out of death and into life.
从死亡中出来，进入生命。
Out of sin and into righteousness.
从罪中出来，进入那个正义。
We pray that as we look into your word this morning that you would encourage us.
我们来祷告今天早晨来读你的话语，给我们更多的鼓励。
And you would speak to us from the words that you have spoken.
从你已经讲的话语当中来对我们说话。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们以耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. Our scripture for this morning is in Hebrews chapter 12.
我们今天早晨要讨论的圣经章节是在希伯来书第十二章一到十二节，一到二节。
I confess there's a lot more here in this passage that we can properly cover in the time we have this morning.
我可以说呢，对这两个经节，我们又可以谈很多，完全超出我们今天规定的时间。
We thank you Thank God that God's word is rich and deep and beautiful.
我们来感谢神，神的话语是多么的深入、美妙和具有思考力。
Let us read this together. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2.
我们来读这个经节，希伯来书第十二章一节到二节。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders.And the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us.
我们既有这么多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame.And sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。
The Bible gives us many illustrations of what it means to be a Christian.
圣经呢，给了我们很多的那个例子来说明作为一个基督徒是怎么回事。
And one of the big words that he uses is a race.
A race?
A race.
他经常用的一个很多的字就是把我们那个成长起来。
He calls Christians runners.
就是经常用的一个字就是一个竞赛，他把我们基督徒看成是一个奔跑者。
In fact, one of the people in my youth group who were baptized.Before me called the Christian life a marathon.
所以在我的那个英语聚会当中，一位那个基督徒在他那个被受浸之前，他就说基督徒的生活是一个马拉松的生活。
In the passage this morning, there is one main verb and three helping verbs.
在我们今天讨论的这个经节里面呢，有一个主动词，还有三个助动词。
It is just like the Great Commission that we studied last year.
就是去年我们曾经讨论过的大使命。
The main verb tells us what our goal is.
这个主动词呢，告诉我们我们的目标是什么。
And the three helping words tell us how to accomplish this.
三个助动词来教导我们如何能够实现这个主要的目标。
It gives us encouragement to get to the end.
它给我们一定的鼓励，让我们能够达到我们最终的目标。
To reach the goal.
达到我们最后的目标。
The main word is run.
那个主动词就是奔跑。
So he says in the second part of verse 1, let us run with perseverance.
所以在那个第一节的第二部分讲到让我们奔跑。
His exhortation to us, whether we are in the faith a long time or whether we are just beginning, is run.
不管你已经信仰中已经很长时间还是很短的时间，主要就是我们要奔跑。
In the ancient world, running was not a leisurely activity.
在那个古代的那个社会当中呢，奔跑呢并不是一个你生活当中比较那个重要的一个活动。
They didn't go running in the morning just for exercise.
他们不会早上去跑步是为了锻炼身体。
If you were running in the ancient world, there were either one of two things that were happening.
如果你在古代社会要奔跑的话，要么只有两件事情。
One, your life was in danger and you were running away.
一个呢，就你生命受到了威胁，你要那个跑逃走。
The other was you were an athlete.
或者第二呢，你就是一个运动员。
Hebrews is telling us run like an athlete.
在这里呢，希伯来书教导我们奔跑像一个运动员一样奔跑。
We are like those athletes in the ancient games that ran races.
就像那个古代的那个那个希腊的那个运动员一样，在竞赛中奔跑。
And we see on TV these days or in the Olympics, there are athletes that devote their lives to their sport.
大家可以看到，在现在的那个奥运会当中，那些运动员那个致力于他们一生做某种运动。
And the writer of Hebrews says, "This is what your Christian life is like, running."
所以在这里希伯来书也教导大家，这就是你基督徒生活所需要的，就像一个运动员一样在奔跑。
What's so important about running?
为什么奔跑如此重要呢？
Running is not just the act of running.
因为奔跑并不是奔跑这个活动的本身。
It's not just the activity.
并不是它活动本身。
It's everything that goes into it.
是所有很多事物都包含在里面。
Just like an athlete who competes, it's not just the sport when he competes, it's everything that he has to put into it.
就像运动员在竞技场上比赛的时候，并不是他那个竞赛项目本身，而是他生活中所有一切都进入了这个竞赛。
Our Christian lives are like a race because there is a beginning.
我们基督徒生活就像一个竞赛一样，因为它有一个开始。
And then there's the race.
然后呢，就是竞赛。
And there's the ending.
然后有一个竞赛的结束。
And Hebrews tells us, run.
希伯来书教导我们要奔跑。
Only those who run are athletes.
只有那些奔跑的才能被称之为是运动员。
If you are called to participate in the race and you do not run, you cannot call yourself an athlete.
如果你被要求进入竞赛，但是你又不奔跑，你就不能称之为是运动员。
If you want to be a swimmer, but you never get into the pool, you are not a swimmer.
如果你想成为游泳的人，但是从来没有进入过游泳池，那你就不能称之你为游泳的人。
So Hebrews says, run.
所以这里希伯来书说要奔跑。
You are called to be a Christian.
你被呼召成为基督徒。
We have heard the testimonies today, and you know your own testimony of how God has saved you.
我们今天听了很多见证，你自己也有自己的见证，知道神主人和拯救你，如何拯救你。
You know the glorious life to which you have been called to.
你知道你要过什么样的生活，神呼召你过什么样的生活。
So run.
所以要奔跑。
Because if you do not run,You cannot be considered a Christian.
如果你不奔跑的话，你就不能成为基督徒。
And only those who run get to the end.
只有那些奔跑的人才能达到最终的目的地。
Only those that compete and run and finish get the prize.
只有那些参加竞赛奔跑的人最后达到终点才能够得到奖赏。
So Hebrews exhorts us, run.
所以希伯来书鼓励我们要奔跑。
This is to be what categorizes and describes our Christian life.
这呢也就是把我们基督徒的那个生活应该怎么样的一个很好的描述。
That we are constantly in that process of striving and running.
我们不断的在这样一个过程当中努力向前奔跑。
That we are making headway.
我们的不断的往前跑。
How are we to run?
那我们应该怎么来奔跑呢？
The type of race.Usually informs a runner of how they are to run.
什么样的那个奔跑的形式来决定了这个运动员怎么奔跑？
If you are in a sprint, you just go all out.
如果你在那个短跑里面呢，你一下跑就跑过去。
If you are on a marathon, you need to pace yourself.
如果你要在长跑马拉松当中呢，你必须把自己的那个跑步呢进行不断的那个修整。
Hebrews tells us how we are to run.
那个希伯来书教导我们如何进行奔跑。
And he says, let us run with perseverance.
这里希伯来书教导我们存心忍耐奔跑。
There is going to need to be effort expended into running.
所以呢，你要花出一定的努力用在你这个奔跑中。
The Christian life that we are called to is not a leisurely stroll.
所以呢，我们那个基督徒的这个生活并不是简单的。
It's not a cruise ship.
也不是在那个游乐船上。
It is a race.
这是一个竞赛。
That we need to run.
我们需要那个奔跑。
And so this race is going to require from us effort and perseverance.
所以这个奔跑要求我们做出努力，还要一定的存心忍耐。
You are not just a Christian.For the day you are baptized.
也并不是说你那个被受浸的那一天你就成为基督徒。
You are a Christian every single day of your life.
在你生活当中的每一天你都要成为基督徒。
Wherever you go, you bear the image of Christ.
不论你走到何处你都要带有耶稣基督的形象。
And brothers and sisters, that requires perseverance.
那个要求我们要存心忍耐。
This is not something to be taken lightly.
不能你那个简单的很简单的认为。
Christianity is not just something we just do as a side hobby.
基督徒并不是我们平时做的一个简单的爱好。
What we have been called to is something that requires perseverance for all of our lives.
所以我们被呼召要从事一个要我们所有生活当中一生都要存心忍耐的一个信仰。
Then Hebrews describes the race.
然后那个希伯来书又来描述这个竞赛。
He says, let us run with perseverance, the race marked out for us.
叫存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
The runner does not get to choose his path.
那个奔跑的人没法选择哪条路径。
No runner looks at the track and says, it's shorter if I just go this way instead of that way.
因为在奔跑之前，竞赛的人没法说我要选择这条路而不是那条路。
The runner runs the course that is marked out.
因为竞赛的参加跑步的人都已经被他们那个路那个跑步的已经设定好了。
The same is true for us.
对我们来说也是这样。
We are called to run the Christian life.
我们被呼召那个进行基督徒一样的赛跑。
But we are not allowed to run wherever we want to.
我们并不能跑想怎么跑就怎么跑。
We are called to live the Christian life the way God desires it.
我们被呼召要过一个基督徒的生活，神要求我们过的基督徒的生活。
God is our master, and He has control of where we run, where we go.
神呢控制所有一切，我们如何跑，怎么跑。
And we know the road is going to be good.
我们知道这些跑的路有些会好。
And it's going to get to the end.
但只要你能够达到终点。
And there will be a prize.
最终呢，你会得到奖赏。
But we are never guaranteed that the road will be easy or straight.
但我们从来没有保证你所奔跑的这个路会比较容易、舒服。
This makes the Christian life sound difficult.
这呢，好像是我们基督的生活听上去非常困难。
So Hebrews gives us three encouragements.
所以呢，希伯来书给了我们三个鼓励。
These are the three helping words.
这呢是三个助动词。
The first can be found in the first part of verse 1, and is the word are.
第一个词可以在第一节里边提到，就是 are， 就是既有。
Therefore, since we are surrounded.
因此我们有这么多。既有这么多的见证人。
The word therefore is a very strong word.
所以因此是一个非常强有力的词。
It's not often used in the Bible.
在圣经当中很少用到这个词。
He's saying, therefore, run.
我们，他说，既然如此就跑。
Our running is the application of what Hebrews talked about in chapter 11.
这所有的奔跑都是希伯来书第十章里边提到的那些内容的应用。
And if you've read chapter 11, you know this is the hall of faith.
所以如果你读希伯来书第十二章的话，它讲到了所有信仰的内容。
It's where Hebrews outlines all those great people that have gone before us in the faith.
所以希伯来书讲到了很多所有那些经历过这些信仰的人物。
People who have lived and died for God.
那些为神生为而死的那些人。
People whom Hebrews says the world is not worthy of.
或者那些那个认为不值得的那些人。
And after he goes through all of these wonderful examples, he says, therefore run.
所以他讲了那么多非常好的那些见证例子之后，在这里说，我们既有。既然这样就奔跑。
How does that help us run?
如何来保来那个帮助我们奔跑呢？
He says, those act as a surrounding cloud of witnesses.
就说这么多的见证人如同云彩围绕着我们。
Now I always imagine that to be just like a stadium of people cheering us on.
我经常想象就是在一个像一个整个体育馆里面那么多的人来对你进行鼓励。
And it's true that that is very encouraging.
当然这是非常鼓舞的。
When you watch a sports game, you know that there is a home field advantage.
所以如果你去看比赛的话，如果在那个主场的话，有主场的那个优势。
When you're at home, you have all of your fans cheering for you.
如果你在主场，在你自己家乡的话，你有所有的那些人都会来鼓励你。
And it gives you energy, and it gives you strength.
给你那个力量。
But what these brothers and sisters that have gone before us are doing is not just passively cheering us on.
而那些所有弟兄姊妹并不是那个被动的来鼓励你。
He says they are witnesses.
这里说到他们都是见证人。
Witnesses of what?
那个见证什么呢？
They are not witnesses for us.
他们并不是为我们做见证。
We think that's what they are.
我们认为他们是为我们做见证。
They're watching us from the stadium and they're witnessing a race.
他们那个在体育馆里面看着我们就见证我们的比赛。
No.
不是。
They are witnesses for God.
他们是为神做见证。
The word witnesses that Hebrews uses here is the word that we get the word martyr from.
所以希伯来书讲到的这个见证这个词，其实它的本来意思就是那个殉道者。
And why do we call people that get killed for the sake of God martyrs?
为什么把那些为了神而被杀的人称之为那个殉道者呢？
Because they act as witnesses to God.
因为他们就像神的一个见证人一样。
They show everyone how great God is.
他们向所有人显示神是多么的伟大。
They show everyone how faithful God is.
也说神是多么的信实。
They show everyone how loving God is.
向所有人展示神是多么的爱他们。
And they show everyone that there is salvation at the end of the road.
也向所有人显示最后有这样一个最终的那个救恩和拯救。
So we are surrounded by a great crowd of witnesses.
所以我们周围有许多见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
Who are not just passively cheering us on.
他们并不仅仅是那个被动的来鼓励我们。
But they testify to us of God's faithfulness.
他们也向我们做见证，神是多么的信实。
And when we're running and when the race gets hard, we look to these witnesses.
当我们在竞赛当中遇到困难的时候呢，我们来看这些见证。
And we see how faithful God was.
来看神是对他们多么的信实。
We see what these brothers and sisters went through.
看这些弟兄姊妹他们是怎么经历的。
And they give us strength and encouragement to run.
他们给我们那个力量和鼓舞，能继续奔跑。
I don't know if you've ever sat down and read a biography of like a Christian missionary.
你不知道你是不是能够坐下来看一些那个基督徒传道人的一些传记。
Oh, but whenever I read the stories of these brothers and sisters that went before us, I'm filled with many emotions.
当我读这些人的传记的时候呢，我感到非常感动。
I'm ashamed at how leisurely I run.
就像我感到为自己奔跑时是多么的轻松，感到羞愧。
But I'm also motivated to run harder.
但我也被鼓舞，能够更有力的、更好的去奔跑。
I encourage you, look at these brothers and sisters that have gone before us.
我鼓励大家来看这些奔跑在我们前面的弟兄姊妹的传记。
Hudson Taylor.
Hudson Taylor.
Robert Morrison.
Robert Morrison.
Eric Little.
Eric Little.
These are people that have put all on the line for Christ.
他们所有这些就把他们生命都放在耶稣基督的面前。
No matter what the cost.
无论什么样的代价。
And God used them mightily.
神呢也不会那个很轻易的用他们。
God brought them out of every situation.
神呢把他们从所有的困境当中解救出来。
They are witnesses to God's faithfulness.
他们呢也见证了神的那个信实。
So look at these brothers and sisters and be encouraged.
所以来了解这些弟兄姊妹受到他们的鼓舞。
We can run like that.
我们也可以像他们一样的奔跑。
These brothers and sisters that have gone before us are not supermen, superwomen.
这些跑在我们前面的弟兄姊妹他们并不是超人。
These people are running an amazing race because they are relying on God.
他们跑了一个美好的竞赛，因为他们仰仗神。
So be encouraged and run.
所以呢，受到鼓舞来奔跑。
The second encouragement.
第二个那个鼓励。
The second word is throw off.
第二个动词就是脱去。
The best encouragement on how to run is someone who is more of an expert at running telling us how to run better.
所以最好的那个鼓励呢，来自那些已经奔跑的成为专家的人，他们来告诉我们如何来奔跑。
And the writer of Hebrews has great advice for running.
这里呢，希伯来书的那个作者给我们非常好的建议如何奔跑。
And he's taking this advice from the runners, the professional athletes of his day.
所以他的那也从那些当时的那个专业的跑步人那边的得到建议。
Back in those days, they didn't have very stretchy clothes.
当时呢，他们没有非常好的奔跑的那个跑步的服装。
They just had those big flowy robes.
他们都是用那个布包在身上的。
And so when the athletes ran, they ran naked.
所以当时那个奔跑的人的时候呢，他们都是那个裸体的。
They'd come to the event with the robes on.
所以呢，他们去那个到竞赛场所穿用那个。布呢把身上包起来。
But when it's time to run, they have to throw it off.
所以当那个开始跑步的时候，他们把衣服都全部脱掉。
Because you can't run in all this clothes.
你没法穿那么多笨重的衣服来跑步。
It's going to trip you up.
所以呢，会把你那个阻碍。
It's going to hinder your running.
所以呢，会影响到你的那个奔跑。
During the Olympics, did you see the amount of effort that swimmers go through to streamline themselves?
在那个奥林匹克运动当中，你看到那些那个游泳运动员，他们怎么想办法去更好的塑造他们的体型
？To shave off just parts of a second.
所以呢，他们身体上每一个非常的那个非常细小的东西都要修整好。
They get rid of all their body hair.
他们那个体毛都必须被除去。
Nowadays they have the most expensive suits to make their bodies more fast in the water.
所以要穿上非常昂贵的那些衣服来使他们身体体型变得更好。
They'll do whatever they can to swim and go faster.
所以做所有的一切能够那个游得更快更好。
The same advice applies to us.
所以这个建议同样这个建议也适用于我们。
Hebrews says run.
这里那个希伯来书说奔跑
How do we do this?
怎么做呢
We gotta throw off everything.
就把所有的缠累我们的都除去
Throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles and let us run with perseverance.
脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔跑
Hebrews is saying there are things that are going to prevent you from running to your best ability.
所以呢，有很多事情可以阻碍你，不让你那个奔跑的更好。
And the primary example of this is sin.
这最重要的这个例子就是罪。
He says sin so easily entangles.
所以呢，罪呢非常容易缠累我们。
If you ever wonder why the Christian life is so difficult, maybe it could be because you're hanging on to sin.
你有时候经常问自己为什么基督徒生活那么不容易 很有可能就是你被罪缠了
It is the spiritual equivalent of running with our shoelaces tied
就像你的那个在奔跑的时候呢你的那个鞋带没系好
We say well I like how it works with my shoelaces tied together
我希望我的那个鞋带呢系得更紧一点
It makes me look so cool
这样的是更好一点
And maybe we can hobble along for a little bit
所以我们可以跑得更好。
But eventually it's going to trip us up.
但是很重要的会把你那个绊倒。
And it's going to hinder how we run.
会让我们那个影响我们如何更好的跑。
So get rid of it.
所以呢把它那个去掉。
You don't need it.
你不需要。
It's going to get in the way.
所以呢会阻碍你前面的道路。
And this applies to things that aren't sinful in and of themselves.
所以呢，就是那个罪的本身容易缠累我们。
Hebrews doesn't say just get rid of sins.
这里呢，并不是说把那个罪除去。
He says get rid of everything.
说把所有的那个东西都除去，放下所有的重担。
Anything that hinders you from running.
所有那些影响到你奔跑的东西。
Many things in this life can hinder our running, even if they're good by themselves.
很多生活中的很多东西都可以影响你奔跑，尽管它们本身看起来并不错。
It can be TV.
或者说看电视。
It can be games.
或者是你喜欢的那个游戏。
It can be hobbies.
或者你的任何的爱好。
And these things are great.
这些事情呢都很好。
God gave them to you.
神呢也把它给了你。
But if we're so immersed in them and concerned with them, it can distract us from running.
但是如果我们太那个被这些东西所吸引的话，他们会影响你。
Famous brother that came before us, Charles Wesley, got a letter from his mom.
有很有名的一个基督徒 Charles Wesley, 他从他的母亲那边得到一封信。
And his mom Susanna wrote him about sin.
他的那个母亲 Susanna 写信给他讨论罪的事情。
And she said, "Take this rule: whatever weakens your reason, impairs the tenderness of your conscience." Obscures your sense of God or takes off your relish of spiritual things. In short, whatever increases the strength and authority of your body over your mind, that thing is sin to you, however innocent it may be in itself.
在他的信中他提到这一段话，以此为准，任何东西如果削弱你的理智，影响你那个良善的那个良善，而且模糊你对神的感觉，除去你的对属灵的事物的那个期盼。 简而言之，任何东西增加你自己身体本身的力量和权威，超过对你的那个心灵的那个作用，这就是对你来说是一种罪，不管它表面上看起来是多么的无辜。
That's a great way of saying throw off everything that hinders.
这是一个很好的说法，把所有影响到你的东西都除去。
So get encouragement for brothers and sisters that came before you.
所以从跑在你前面那些弟兄姊妹得到鼓励。
Throw off everything that hinders.
And 放下除去所有的重担。
Our third encouragement comes from verse 2.
我们看到另外一个鼓励来自于第二节。
Fix your eyes on Jesus.
仰望耶稣基督。
You need to have a proper motivation and focus when you run.
你需要你的奔跑时候你要有非常好的动力。
Hebrews tells us that focus and motivation is Jesus.
希伯来书告诉我们你的那个动力来自于仰望耶稣基督。
When the running becomes difficult, make sure to fix your eyes on Jesus.
当你的奔跑变得难困难的时候仰望基督。
Why? Because he is the author and perfecter of our faith.
为什么？因为他是我们信心创始成终的。
He's saying our faith is built and founded and brought to fruition in Jesus.
因为我们的信仰是带来成为是由耶稣基督带给我们的。
Our faith is all about Jesus.
我们的信仰都是所有有关基督。
He started and he's going to finish it.
他开始了我们的信仰他也会结束。
So we look to Jesus.
所以我们仰望基督。
Because he is the reason why we're running.
这他是我们为什么奔跑这个道路的原因。
He's the one who gives us power and ability to run.
他是给我们力量的源泉。
And he is also our ultimate example.
他也是我们最终的一个典范。
It says, he who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他因摆在前面的喜乐轻看羞辱。忍受了十字架的苦难便坐在神宝座右边。
Jesus was on his own race.
所以耶稣基督也在有他自己的奔跑。
And it led to the cross.
他呢也要最后呢进入那个十字架。
But he knew at the end of that was joy.
他知道最终有喜乐。
So he endured the cross.
所以呢他忍受十字架的苦难。
Scorning its shame.
And 轻看羞辱。
Scorning means he didn't think anything of it.
所谓轻看就是他并不把它 看得多么重要。
It doesn't even compare with the prize that's going to come.
因为这无法和他最终得到的那个奖赏而比较。
And he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
他坐在神宝座的右边。
He finished the race and he received the prize.
他完成了那个奔跑竞赛最后得到了这个奖赏。
He is our ultimate example.
他是我们最后的典范。
And so Hebrews encourages us, verse 3.
所以那个第三节他那个鼓励我们。
Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose hearts.
那忍受罪人这样顶撞你们要思想免得疲倦灰心。
So for you who are being baptized today,
所以为那些今天要受浸的弟兄姊妹
or those of us who were baptized many, many years ago,
也为我们所有这些好多年前受浸的弟兄姊妹
I give you this encouragement from the Word of God,
我今天用神的话语来鼓励我们，鼓励大家
Run!
奔跑
When you're feeling weak, run!
当你感到软弱的时候，奔跑
When you're being tempted, run!
当你受到那个吸引的时候，那个奔跑。
If you fail and you sin, get up and run.
如果你跌倒了，犯罪了，站起来再奔跑。
When you're enjoying and you're on the top of life, run.
当你在生活当中也非常享受的时候，也要奔跑。
Let us receive this encouragement this morning.
那我们今天来接受这个鼓励。
Fixing our eyes on Jesus.
And 仰望耶稣基督。
Committing ourselves to run the race that is set before us.
致力于那个我们这个奔跑。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a great salvation.
我们天父感谢你给我们如此重要的重大的拯救。
We thank you that you have saved us from sin and death.
我们感谢你把我们从罪和死亡当中拯救出来。
We thank you that you have given us the privilege of life abundant.
我感谢你给我们生活中的富足
and life eternal.
和那个永恒的生命。
But Lord, we are not going to see you right away.
但主，我们不会很快的、很容易的见到你。
You have put in front of us a race.
你把我们摆在我们面前的这个奔跑竞赛中。
I pray, Lord, that you would give us power to run.
我们来祷告神给我们这个力量来奔跑。
That like Christ scorned the cross, we would scorn the distractions of this life.
就像在十字架上基督轻看羞辱，我们也能够轻看我们所周遭的一切。
That we would find our pleasures and our joy at the end of the race.
所以我们在这个奔跑的最后能够得到喜乐和奖赏。
That we would be able to throw off everything that gets in our way that hinders us from running.
我们脱下影响我们奔跑的所有的重担。
And that we would be encouraged by Jesus and our brothers and sisters that have gone before us.
我们被耶稣基督和所有奔跑在我们前面的弟兄姊妹所鼓励。
And I pray that all of us would be like Paul when we get to the end.
我们像所有的，我们像保罗一样奔跑到最后。
That we would be able to say that we have fought the good fight.
我们能够自豪地说我们奔跑一个非常好的跑步。
And we have finished the race.
我们也完成了这个跑步。
We have kept the faith.
我们维持了我们的信仰。
Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness.
所以呢对我们来说就是我们就生活在围绕着云彩的见证人当中。
Oh Lord, let it be.
让他们成为这一切。
Encourage us.
来鼓励我们。
Empower us.
来给予我们力量。
And we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus.
我们以耶稣基督的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.